Welcome to the Naturalistic Nurse Podcast with Audrey Christie, helping you shift from Band-Aid fixes to root cause resolutions that stick.
Hey friends, welcome. Let's start today with a question. Do you know the difference between a food allergy, a food intolerance, and a food sensitivity? Often these words are used interchangeably, right? Sometimes I even recommend that you use them interchangeably because generally there isn't a good understanding of what they mean or the impact that they have on your human suit. If you haven't downloaded my 5 steps you can take today to heal your body from psoriasis or any other autoimmune condition, be sure and grab it on the show notes page at audreychristie.com/102. You'll also find any resources mentioned in this episode, ways to schedule a free case review, and connect on social, including our Wellness Circle, a little private Facebook group with open office hours. So here's the deal. Food allergies, intolerances, and sensitivities are on the rise. About 1 in 4 people know they suffer from sensitivities and intolerances, and I would wager that a good number more suffer from them but haven't connected the dots yet. A lot of researchers speculate that the rise in food issues is a result of food manufacturing, food growth, pesticides, herbicides, and they aren't wrong. They are also a result of toxins in our environment and our food. That's why I harp on organic, but even organic isn't foolproof. And there's also an issue of how our bodies have adapted to the changes in our food supply. Now, I was talking on Stories recently. I had gone to Sprouts, which is a really favorite grocery store of mine, and I had some vegan cheese in the buggy. Now, vegan cheese is not a health food, but it is much better than dairy cheese, and the recipe that I was making for dinner required it, right? So generally, I'm not a fan of the cashier like digging through my bag and discussing it, but she said, you know, do you like the taste of this vegan cheese? And I said, oh yeah, you know, it's really good. It was a smoked Gouda. I was like, it's really good. It's the closest I've found to what dairy cheese tastes like. So it's kind of a comfort food, if you will. And she said, oh, well, you know, I don't really have a problem with dairy. I do drink almond milk instead of regular milk, but I don't have like a dairy allergy. And I said, oh, well, that's interesting. And I said, do you have seasonal allergies? And she said, well, yeah, I take allergy medication in the spring. I said, well, guess what? It's about 90% sure that you have something called a dairy sensitivity. You shouldn't be consuming dairy. And her eyes got real big and a couple of the people in the line turned and looked. And I was like, yep, little knowledge bomb dropped there. So let's talk about what these things are. So food allergies, those are serious. And so are intolerances and sensitivities. But allergies are urgently serious. They're emergencies. This is when you have hives, swelling, and even your throat can swell closed. So think of someone with a peanut allergy. It's a life-threatening anaphylaxis reaction. And this happens within minutes to a couple of hours after the exposure or ingestion of the food. It's a really swift and really severe response by the immune system. A food allergy is immune-mediated, so that means the immune system is involved, and it's by a specific antigen called or antibody called IgG. And IgG is what releases the histamine. And think of where you've heard that term before. So think of allergy medication, antihistamine or antihistamines. So the IgG antibody causes the release of histamines in our body, and it causes our body to react really severely, severely enough that you have to go to the hospital. I personally have experienced this, and it is not fun. The treatment's not fun, the experience isn't fun, and the recovery, that's not fun either. Unfortunately, in order to be taken seriously, many people will say, I have an allergy, in order to ensure they don't get exposed to a substance or a food. I've said it myself, I've encouraged my kids to say it, and it's unfortunate because often it's the only way to be taken seriously. Now, next, food intolerances, those are usually an enzymatic problem, and they're often pretty obvious. Usually, you know, almost as obvious as food allergies, but they aren't as detrimental. They're not as emergent or urgent. Someone who is intolerant of milk, for example, and has a bowl of ice cream will often find themselves in the bathroom with symptoms like stomach aches, bloating, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and maybe something a little less ominous like heartburn. This is a food intolerance. Usually food intolerances are caused, again, by enzyme issues in the body. Enzymes are substances in our body that do the major work of breaking down the food that we consume. There are lots of parts of the digestive process where enzymes are activated and used. So if you're having an intolerance issue, you may simply be a person that produces fewer enzymes, or it could be that you have an organ that produces enzymes that is weak or dysfunctional. Some people can find relief by supplementing with digestive enzyme type products. Now, I don't condone anyone drinking milk. For all sorts of heavily researched and documented medical scientific reasons. So I'm not saying enzymes are a loophole to start back on the dairy products. Eventually, if you keep ignoring the food intolerances, because it does involve the digestive system, it will cause more body-wide issues that lead to autoimmune conditions and symptoms like acne, rashes, joint pain, eczema, psoriasis, fatigue, headaches, migraines, and even more, right? The list of symptoms is numerous because it causes such a strain on the body. Now, food sensitivities, those are sneakier. They're less blatant because they take the body longer to react. Food sensitivities are the reason I see people in my practice that say, oh, you know, I don't have a problem with dairy. It doesn't seem to affect me. Or gluten seems totally fine for me. Meanwhile, they're suffering from seasonal allergies, chronic fatigue, multiple sclerosis, thyroid conditions, or any other number of autoimmune diseases and miscellaneous symptoms affecting their everyday lives. See, with a food sensitivity, we know that substances, food molecules, that aren't supposed to be in our bloodstream are finding their way in there, and the immune system is reacting to them. And not just reacting, but also remembering them for next time. This is often the most overlooked food reaction that we have. It's the most overlooked category of food issues because it is such a delayed response, sometimes even for a couple of days. And if you're sensitive to a food that you consume regularly, it can be really difficult, if not impossible, to sort out what the cause is while you're still consuming that food. This is where I find people going to the doctor for 3, 4, 5 years and then finally landing in that autoimmune diagnosis. It isn't always the doctor just, finally realized what they had going on. Often it's a case of if you keep hammering your body with something it is clearly saying no to for that long, eventually you cause major damage and sometimes organ failure if you think of something like a thyroid disease. So what causes food sensitivities? As with most things, food sensitivities are a tree with many roots, and even though there is some aspect of it being handed down from the genes that your parents gifted you with, we also know that our own unique bio-individuality is what puts the final stamp on this deal. The surface cause is that the immune system is dysregulated. It's messed up. And when you back that up into why immune dysregulation happens, you'll find that it leads to something called gut permeability, also known as leaky gut. Leaky gut is caused by a disrupted gut microbiome, because our gut bacteria are responsible for our relationship internally with food and our mental health, our health overall. But it's our gut bacteria that have the responsibility to modify and process those food particles in a way that our immune system can handle them and that it won't alert that inflammation process. But when this gut microbiome is disrupted, when there's more bad guys than good guys, our immune system will sound the alarm when we eat a food that we're sensitive to. So when you dig deeper, you know that there are many roots to leaky gut, like antibiotics, like over-the-counter medications, antacids, Advil, Aleve, ibuprofen, even the overuse of some natural remedies, pesticides, herbicides, glyphosate, environmental toxins, things you put on your skin, stress, and food choices. So you can see why it's not as simple as, you know, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing and just take the supplement to help. We as beings are multifaceted, and so are these issues. So how do you know if you have food sensitivities? Often the people that I work with come in asking for food sensitivity testing. They have symptoms that the doctor can't pinpoint, can't fix. And while food sensitivity can be useful, sometimes they are expensive. Well, always they're expensive, and they're not nearly as accurate as what you experience in your own body. It's much more effective to do an elimination diet and track your symptoms. It's kind of like what you do with babies when you start them on solid foods, only in reverse. And it's way more accurate than any test you can do, and obviously far less expensive. So to wrap this up, we have learned that food allergies are swift and severe immune responses. Food intolerances are pretty blatant digestive troubles, and food sensitivities are much more delayed in their immune response. They can all cause varying levels of symptoms, and food sensitivities and intolerances are a root cause for many, many chronic health conditions, including autoimmune disease. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Naturalistic Nurse Podcast. If you'd like to contribute to this effort of getting the word out about how to shift your practice to ditch the Band-Aid fixes and move towards root cause resolutions that stick, be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. I'd be oh so grateful. Be well.